Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 13, and today's verse is from Surah Ra'd, ayah 28. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. We search for happiness in so many different things in this world. Through new clothes, or a new game, a gadget, or a TV series. And while these things might bring us happiness in the moment, it's always fleeting. Soon, that new jumper becomes old, and that game has been played too many times to make it fun anymore. Whatever it is, and whoever it is that we look for happiness in, it never really lasts. Allah tells us in this verse that it is in His remembrance that we will find lasting peace, tranquility, and rest. That worldly things won't satisfy our hearts. They'll just leave us feeling empty inside and looking for something else to fill that hole. But Allah is waiting for us. He wants us to be near Him and to fill us with a peace that can't be found anywhere else. In another place in the Quran, Allah promises us, "When you remember me, I remember you." How awesome to be remembered by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And what is our remembrance compared to His remembrance of us? I love how Imam Ali alayhi salam describes Allah in Du'a Kamel. He says, "O one whose name is a medicine and whose remembrance is a cure. For whatever it is that we're going through, and however it is that we feel inside, the remembrance of Allah can lift us up. It is only in His remembrance that we will find rest." Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Dhikr, remembrance, and qulub, meaning hearts. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little person remembering and hearts for qulub. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway. A practical step we can make to apply this verse. Perhaps we can learn this one to recite at times of sadness and to help build us back up again. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.